A federal court has ruled that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service violated the Endangered Species Act when it authorized killing four grizzly bears in the Grand Teton National Park. Bree Zender reports.
The Fish and Wildlife Service okayed the killing of the bears in wake of an event in 2012. Three elk hunters had shot a grizzly in self-defense. Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team Leader Frank T. Van Manen says the Wildlife Service's goal was to protect elk hunters from conflict with bears.
You know, there's elk remains, there's gut piles and things like that. Those are food sources that grizzly bears are attracted to.
But a U.S. District Court judge said Wednesday that allowing additional grizzlies to be killed violates the Endangered Species Act. Environmental defense groups that brought the lawsuit say the Fish and Wildlife Service should have taken into account the potential killings of 63 grizzly bears that had already been authorized before making the decision to protect hunters. Earth Justice attorney Tim Presso says the Endangered Species Act is important to maintain because it took so long to build the grizzly population to what it is now.
The law has some great principles embodied in it, but they're only as good as their enforcement. Otherwise, they're just words on paper.
Center for Biological Diversity attorney Andrea Santacirce says that there are other ways to protect humans from conflict with bears in the park.
Well, one thing they could do is stop artificially feeding elk so that the population isn't so high and stop elk hunting in Grand Teton National Park.
Santacirce says Grand Teton is one of the only national parks in the country that allows hunting. Bree Zender, Montana Public Radio.